Coming up, NHS Lothian introduces a vaccine against a potentially lethal strain of meningitis through our local schools. More on the remarkable progress of a former Merkeston Castle rugby player who was paralysed during a match. And all aboard, extra rail journeys are coming for between Edinburgh and London. First though, it's a strain of meningitis you might not have heard of before, but it's killed one out of every 10 people who've contracted it. Now kids in Edinburgh and the Lothians are being offered vaccinations against the illness through schools for the first time. For 4th News, Vicky Murray reports.
The strain's known as meningitis W, and while it's still rare, cases of it UK-wide have steadily been on the rise over the last few years. It's potentially fatal, but many people who have survived it have been left permanently disabled. 14 to 18-year-olds are particularly vulnerable to it, and Lorna Willocks from NHS Lothian says it's vital they get inoculated.
I know that teenagers have got a lot on their plate at the moment, busy with prelims, busy with exams. You know, you need time to relax as well. But honestly, it doesn't take long to get this jab. It really will provide you good protection against what could be a fatal disease.
Teenagers of the susceptible age group are being offered a vaccine against it through schools, and consent forms are being sent out roundabout now. And pupils who miss the first run of vaccination workshops will be able to get the injection at a special run of regional sessions. The Health Board is urging young people to get protected.
Next, 4th News is hearing more about the incredible progress of a former Merkeston Castle rugby player who was paralysed from the neck down during a match. Connor Hughes has undergone revolutionary surgery in Thailand. For 4th News, John Callan reports.
We'll start this one by rewinding back 17 months. Connor was playing his first rugby match of the season for Stirling University against Harris Academy in Dundee. He took a tackle and was left paralysed. Since then, he's undergone pioneering surgery in Thailand.
Parts. One was a stimulator fitted directly into his spine, and that was to help boost electrical systems. And the other part was having stem cells. Some were injected again straight into his cord, and some were given generally intravenous.
His mum Fiona there, he's taken strides forward with his condition, and with a bit of help to get up, he can remain standing unaided. The implants also helped him gain a tingling sensation in his legs. That doesn't mean he's regained feeling, but it's certainly a significant step forward. Fiona tells us he's adjusted to his situation incredibly and is looking ahead optimistically to making further progress.
An investigation's underway in Falkirk after callous thieves broke into and ransacked a church. It happened at the Church of Jesus Christ in Hall Glen at around 5:30 on Friday morning. Office equipment was stolen, which the crooks later abandoned in the grounds. 8 new daily rail journeys are being introduced between Edinburgh and London this year by Virgin Trains. The additional weekday services start from May the 16th and will boost seat capacity by 22,000. Two additional trips are also being added on a Sunday. Madeleine McCann's mum is calling on members of the public to sign up to an initiative designed to save the lives of missing children. Kate McCann's taking part in a campaign to promote Child Rescue Alerts, a service which sends free messages to registered users when a child's life is thought to be at risk. It's being run by the charity Missing People. Chief Executive Joe Yule says Kate wishes a similar system was in place when her daughter disappeared in 2007.
In her mind, if there'd been an alert being able to be issued as quickly as we'd like to get alerts out in the UK now, that Madeleine may have been found, so she's backing this campaign.
A lavish reproduction of an epic medieval text has been gifted to the University of Edinburgh. A newly created copy of the Illustrated Chronicles of Ivan the Terrible has been presented by the Russian Consul General. The Revenant celebrating 5 awards after last night's BAFTAs, including Best Actor and Best Director. British winners at the ceremony included Kate Winslet, Mark Rylance and John Boyega. The Star Wars actor picked up the Rising Star Award and told us he really appreciated the prize.
It's something that recognises talent, especially at its early stage when we all have so much more to learn. But to be appreciated at this stage in our careers means more motivation to go on further.
Sport now, and Dunfermline boss Alan Johnston's insisting the League One title isn't cut and dried, even though they're 8 points clear of their nearest rivals, Peterhead. The Powers also have a game in hand on the second place side, but Johnston reckons they're still a major threat.
They're on fire just now. They're the form team at the moment. So as I said to the boys before, we've just got to make sure that it's us to get the results. Don't focus on anybody else. Make sure you keep producing performances, getting results.
Kilmarnock have announced Lee Clark as their new manager. He's inked a 3.5-year deal. And Aberdeen will be level with Celtic in the Premiership tonight if they beat Inverness. More local stories on the news pages of 4th2.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Radio 4th News.